الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا، وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. وقال عز وجل أيضا: إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه مسلم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and the most perfect, pure and compassionate of Islam, that deen of Islam whose knowledge at the core of it the Quran Azim, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various injunctions and laws of Shariat as manifested in fiqh. This entire deen is divinely protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of all messengers. No other Nabi and messenger to come and rectify what people have corrupted within this deen, have made compromises, have bartered off the commands of Allah Ta'ala as previous nations had done. And therefore, noble and fortunate are those whom Allah Ta'ala utilizes as the means of the preservation of this deen in its pristine form. And one of the great means and a salient feature of this ummah in the preservation of deen is the preservation of the knowledge of deen. And therefore, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized taking the knowledge of deen from the authentic and the correct source, warning that whomsoever gives an opinion regarding Quran and its meanings without the necessary knowledge may as well book one's abode in the fire of Jahannam. So this deen is not one of self-opinion or self-study. It is a knowledge that is transmitted, authentic, auspicious transmission, heart to heart, generation to generation, from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to this time. To take knowledge from the authentic source of an alim who in turn lives and practices the sunnah without compromise, who in turn has taken it and can furnish a chain of narrators from his ustad and teacher going right up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore the great tabi'een, the immediate successors of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, had said so beautifully: had there not been this authentic transmission, isnad and sanad, then anybody would have said whatever they wished regarding this deen. So therefore the acquisition of the knowledge of deen is something that has great importance and great virtue. In the ayah of Quran Sharif recited, Allah Ta'ala says, whomsoever is blessed with a deep understanding of the masail and injunctions of deen has indeed been granted a great abundance of good by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Azim mentions that He elevates the status of the people of knowledge, people of Iman in general, and within them specifically those blessed with the knowledge of deen. Allah Ta'ala elevates their status. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. An alim of deen who has acquired that knowledge of deen and lives and practices it, he is so valuable that all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, to the extent of even the fish in the oceans and the waters, continuously make dua for such a person. The seeking and acquiring the knowledge of deen, that procedure itself is auspicious and carries with it many, many virtues. Now let us keep in mind these virtues. When we come to masjid and we know there are some lessons, make that niyyah an intention to increase and benefit from the knowledge being imparted. And especially on a daily basis, what a great ni'mah Allah has blessed us These various institutions of learning, the knowledge of deen, the maktab madrasa, the hifz classes, at a higher level, the darul ulooms, understand the magnanimity of that opportunity, that a child is not merely getting dropped off at madrasa and coming back and merely going through the motions. Look at the great virtue and benefit in it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَوْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَصْنَعُ. The malaika and the angels spread their wings under the feet of a person who goes out in search of knowledge of deen. Why? Because they are very happy, they are elated with that occupation of that person. Undoubtedly the greatest involvement and knowledge and occupation is the learning and the teaching of the Qur'an Azim, as defined by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. When a person leaves home to acquire the knowledge of deen, that person is counted in fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, until that person returns home. And again, let us never underestimate or trivialize the great importance of the acquisition of this knowledge of deen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a person who goes and learns one ayat of the Qur'an Sharif, whether it's in the form of recitation, correctly reciting it, its correct meanings, that is better for him than 100 rakats of nafal salah. And a person who goes and learns one chapter of the knowledge of deen, again, this little innocent children going to the madrasa, learning the various aspects of deen, aqaid, the various chapters of fiqh, learning one chapter of the knowledge of deen is more virtuous than 1,000 rakats of nafal salah. So let us value and appreciate this opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in what we know as the maktab madrasa system. This is a means of preservation, just not of knowledge, preservation of the whole of deen. It is the backbone of deen. May Allah reward our forefathers who have come to this country and have established in various forms and manners this establishment of this basic education of deen being imparted. The very earliest Muslims who had come to the Cape had been brought initially as slaves, and they were banned from practicing Islam, so much so their surnames were taken away, converted into slavery, and practicing upon Islam was a criminal offense. Allah Ta'ala has amazing ways of protecting His deen. At the same time, the ulama in that part of the world, present-day Indonesia, etc., were involved in opposing colonialism, imperialism, with all its harshness and oppression. The leaders at the forefront, as was in the subcontinent, the senior ulama, similarly in Indonesia. So many ulama were captured and brought as political prisoners, some of them such as Sheikh Yusuf of the Makassar Island, banished into exile in the jungles outside of Cape Town, and others such as Tuanguru Qadhi Abdullah bin Abdus Salam was imprisoned by the Dutch colonialists in the very same famous Robben Island prison for 13 years, 1780 up to 1793, at a time when Islam was banned. But look at the great foresight of this great alim. What did he do? In the solitude of his prison cell, he compiled one, and according to some of his descendants, 5 copies of the Quran Sharif, and also very importantly wrote a kitab known as Marifatul Islami wal Iman, the basic kitab of Maktab Madrasa. And when he was released in 1793, made an effort to unban Islam, established the Awal Masjid in Cape Town, and also with that established a madrasa for the teaching of the primary education of deen. One of those who had also very gloriously fought against colonial oppression in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, Shaykhul Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmudul Hasan, Rahimahullahu Azza wa Jal, because of that opposition and the fatwas he had given to oppose, was captured and incarcerated under harsh conditions in the prison in the island of Malta. And amazingly, his beloved student, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, rahimahullah, voluntarily gave himself up to be arrested and imprisoned to serve his ustad for 3 long years in the jail cell. When Shaykh ul-Hind was released, he had taught before that for 44 years in the famous institution Darul Ulum Dioban, of which he was actually the very first student and only student initially. He gave a bayan on release to a group of ulama, a large gathering of ulama, and mentioned that in his years of incarceration, in the loneliness of his prison cell, he had pondered about the causes of the retrogression of the ummah and arrived at 2 major causes. One is disunity on matters where they can easily unite. Personal differences should not get in the way of unity. However, obviously, this does not mean unity on batil, on falsehood, or compromising the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, he said that by and large, the ummah has forsaken the Quran Sharif in 2 ways, the reading of its actual word, as well as understanding, reflecting, practicing upon its meanings. And therefore, a 2-pronged effort that he encouraged his students to bring alive in every village and town the teaching of the basic education of how to read the Quran Sharif, the maktab system, and for meanings of the Quran, encourage the ulama to set up in the masajid, in the various gatherings, lessons where the ummah are exposed to the meaning of Quran Sharif, to ponder upon it and thereafter to practice upon it. The maktab system is so important. In the very earliest stages of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a disbeliever, when for those few moments he was exposed in the home of his sister, where learning and teaching of the Quran Sharif was taking place, it is there that he was exposed to the verses of Surah Taha that melted his heart, and he came and brought Iman and a great lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other means are also mentioned about the cause of entry into Islam. Listening to Quran Sharif had a profound effect on it. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah had utilized for the preservation and conveying to the ummah the authentic hadith in his great compilation. Himself says, "Ulhim tu hifdal ahadith wa ana fil katatib." I was inspired to dedicate my life to memorizing hadith while I was a little child of 10 years old in the maktab system, madrasa at the time. So let us give the importance to it. There is a saying in Arabic, "Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-adhdadiha." You will really realize the value, and if you see the opposite. Travel across the Atlantic Ocean to South America, when the millions Muslim had migrated from various lands of the Middle East. And unfortunately, the earliest generations did not establish the madaris and the makatib. Fast forward 100 years down the line, the city of Santiago, capital of Chile, in the only masjid, the first tarawih of Khatmul Quran was performed 100 years after Muslims' arrival. In the only one masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, where according to statistics there should be 10,000 Muslims based on the initial figures of those descendants, harrowingly, out of a possible 10,000 in the Salatul Jumu'ah, in the only Jumu'ah Salah at the time in the country, not more than 5 individuals would attend the Jumu'ah Salah. That is when a person realizes how important these various efforts of deen, the maktab madrasa, thereafter the effort of da'wat and tabligh, the efforts of our senior initial ulama with great sacrifices in imparting this knowledge of deen. No words can emphasize its great importance. And therefore, for ourselves as well, we come to the masjid, a hadith is taught, a masala is taught. Make the niyat of acquiring knowledge of deen. En route to acquiring the knowledge of deen, all of the creation of Allah Ta'ala makes dua for a person. The Sahabi Hazrat Qabisa ibn al-Mukhariq radiallahu anh came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, at an advanced age, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What has brought you here?" He said, "To learn the knowledge of deen which Allah has given to you." When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first gave him the glad tidings en route here, all of the creation of Allah, even inanimate objects, made dua for you. And teaches him amongst other teachings that once you have performed the Fajr Salah, then saying the following dua will protect from many diseases and illnesses. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, thrice after the Fajr Salah. And this is one of the great forms of Sadaqah Jariyah. Let us do those amal and actions in our life, that when we have departed from here, and in the loneliness and darknesses of that qabr, in a highly desperate situation, amongst the rewards of certain actions which will normally come to an end once a person dies, some deeds in this life, the rewards continue to accrue even after death. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when a person, a son of Adam Alayhi Salaam, passes away, then all his deeds cease to be written except three: a sadaqah of perpetuating benefits, contributing to the building of a masjid, maintenance of a masjid. What a great opportunity we have on a weekly basis, building an orphanage, building a madrasa, contributing a Quran Sharif for somebody to read from, maybe building a home for travelers, musafir khana, various forms of sadaqah that, as long as it is utilized, the digging of a well, one of the greatest sadaqah jariyas is water. As long as the creation of Allah take benefit from these perpetuating charities, a person may be lying in the qabr and those rewards come in great abundance. That is of high value. The currency of the akhirah is amal, amal saliha. Secondly, knowledge of deen that a person had learned and thereafter imparted, as long as people practice upon it. We learn in the madrasa system, we teach the same to our children, and that goes on and on. As long as that knowledge is practiced upon, the reward comes to those who have imparted the knowledge. And third, one great form of rewards continuously accruing, and look how all three of these would fit into the madrasa, the maktab system. And the last is leaving behind a pious child who will make dua for one's deceased parents. When we are lying desperate in the loneliness of our qabr, an effort was made of tarbiyat of our children, effort was made facilitating the part, imparting of dini knowledge, thereafter tarbiyat upon practice. A pious child who stays behind and makes dua for one's parents, one of the great forms of sadaqah jariyah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So this great opportunity, once again, of contributing to the house of Allah, to the madrasa system. Also reminder tonight, inshallah, after the maghrib salah, there will be short advices regarding the lessons to be taken from Mi'raj, 27th of Rajab, to be rendered by Mufti Yusha Jasad. Let us, inshallah, take the maximum benefit of this opportunity after Maghrib tonight, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal'aqibatu lilmuttaqeen, wassalatu wassalamu ala habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, faya ayyuhal nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillah yaj'al lahu min amrihi yusra, ومن يتق الله يجعل له فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. أيها المسلمون، فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى، ومن أهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام. الدين الإسلام بقاؤه في طلب العلم في السند الصحيح من المرجع الصحيح. وعدنا الله عز وجل بعلو رتبة من تفقه في الدين قائلا: ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن الملائكة لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، وعلم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله. وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن كربهم وعن كرب المسلمين. اللهم سدد رأيهم ورميهم، وتقبل شهداءهم، وتكفل أراملهم وأيتامهم. اللهم اجزهم عن المسلمين أفضل الجزاء. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. إلهنا لا تعذبنا، فإنا مقرون بالذي قد كان منا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, ensure that we're standing as close as possible, lock our shoulders, so that when salah commences, there's no gaps between the shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Let's come forward, fill in the gaps. Stand as close as possible. تقاربوا اعتدلوا. As we know, the sunnah qiraat in the Salatul Jummah, most famous is سبح اسم ربك العلى هل أتاك حديث الغاشية. But also, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم would read Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Surah Al-Munafiqun. So with this niyyah of bringing alive the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, that will be read. Let us do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدل وتقارب وتراصوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم. هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون. سواء عليهم استغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.